Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is showtime. Welcome to the USA Radio Network. And this show is raw and unfiltered. And your host with the most is the one and only Wayne Allen Root. And if you follow closely, and why wouldn't you, you know, on Tuesdays and Thursdays, yours truly, that's me, Lee Elsie. I am handed this amazing opportunity to talk to the entire country from one coast to another as the warm-up act, as Wayne Allen Root prepares himself in the green room to unleash a fury of conservative talk on all of America. Once again, my name is Lee Elsie, my website, leeelsie.com. You want to learn more about me, that is where you go. The great Christopher is down there in Dallas, Texas, as always, pushing the buttons, spinning the dials, making it all go. Chris is like Cal Ripken Jr. He never misses a day. Day in and day out, he is rock solid. Okay, I got to admit, I'm a little down, a little blue. I'm not quite 60 years old, but those of you out there who are can point to four times in your lifetime where things have happened to Americans or to America in general that have really brought you to your knees, really brought you to that point where you looked at it and you said, man, I don't know how you can get much lower than this. I would think the first one is John F. Kennedy being assassinated. The fall of Saigon would be second. 9/11 would be third. This isn't in any order. I'm just saying these are the four that if you're over 60, you would look to as a low point in American history. And the final one is what has happened here in the last 24/48 hours, and then the months leading up to this with the withdrawal of our troops from Afghanistan, the full-out 100% retreat that Joe Biden has signed off on, and it culminated yesterday. 20 years we've been in the desert. 20 years. 2,461 U.S. service members and civilians casualties. 20,000 injured. And sadly, 13 United States service members were killed in the last week by ISIS-K and a suicide bomber. And those 13 that died here recently should weigh completely on the back of Joe Biden. And anybody else who dies at the hands of ISIS or ISIS-K or the Taliban, that should also fall on the shoulders of President Joe Biden. His hasty retreat, his unplanned retreat, is the cause for all this chaos. Now, not only are there citizens still left behind, there are obviously allies that we have broken alliances with, that we have left to die. They've already started going house to house, executing people. Now, if that doesn't mean anything to you, fine. Maybe you don't care about the allies and how the rest of the world perceives us when it comes to military operation. That's certainly a possibility. I would think that more Democrats feel that way than Republicans. I firmly believe that Republicans are more about building alliances and keeping their word. Clearly, this president doesn't see it that way. In fact, I think this president is okay with the collateral damage that will occur here. In particular, you're going to see Americans being held hostage, Americans being put up on YouTube or other social media platforms, and I've said this over and over again, with a rusty blade at their throat, threatening to execute them. Eventually they will get executed. You're going to see this time and time again. This is a prediction. Yes, it is a prediction that I'm making. One, I'm sadly confident is going to come true. But this administration seems to have taken a position where they don't really give a damn about those that were left behind. And this hasty retreat and the way it was done is evident of that. Now, before I play you some audio, heart-wrenching audio from a Gold Star mom, I want to go over one more time in specific detail how much equipment we actually left behind. It will blow you away. If you haven't heard any of these numbers, grab a chair and get close to your radio, because you're not going to believe the numbers I'm going to throw at you. We left behind so much equipment, it's absurd. 110 helicopters, including 33 Blackhawks. Four of those giant C-130 transport planes. 23 Embraer EMB planes. 38 Cessnas. 60 transport cargo airplanes altogether. 20 additional light attack aircraft, 18 intelligence, reconnaissance, and surveillance airplanes. We left behind 16,000 pairs of night vision goggles, 120 Wolfhound radio monitoring systems, 8 drones, 6 surveillance balloons, 42,604 light tactical vehicles like Ford Ranger pickups, 22,000 Humvees, almost 9,000 medium tactical vehicles, MTVs, over 1,000 recovery vehicles, almost 1,000 mine-resistant, ambush-protected vehicles. By the way, those MRAPs go for about $500,000 apiece. 189 armored personnel carriers. Are you ready to vomit yet? No? Your tax dollars being left in the desert to be arming people who are going to take shots at your kids and your kids' kids 10, 20, 40 years from now. Okay, let's take it a little bit further. Almost 3,000 indirect fire weapons, including the 60-millimeter mortar and 82-millimeter mortar guns. Almost 10,000 rocket-propelled weapons. 13,000 shotguns. 25,327 grenade launchers. Almost 65,000 machine guns were left in the desert. 126,295 pistols, and soon to be on the streets of Detroit, Chicago, Atlanta, and any other violent metropolis across the United States, Joe Biden and this amazing administration left behind 358,530 rifles, including M16s and AK-47s, and some sniper rifles. Wow. Job well done, Joe. Not only do you embarrass the country, but you fortify and arm our enemy. You can't make it up. It's, for me, treasonous. It's a jailable offense. This whole idea of how they formulated this plan for a withdrawal slash retreat is criminal, borderline criminal. All right, I want to play some audio for you. Maybe you've heard this, maybe you haven't, but there was a radio show in the Midwest that got a call from a Gold Star mother. Every single time I listen to this, it brings me to the brink, because you can hear the anguish and the pain in this woman's voice. And when she describes the 4 o'clock in the morning knock on the door from the military brass, it's nearly impossible not to break down.
My son was one of the Marines that died yesterday. 20 years and 6 months old. Getting ready to come home from frickin' Jordan to be with his wife to watch the birth of his son. And that feckless, dementia-ridden piece of crap just sent my son to die. I woke up at 4 o'clock this morning to Marines at my door telling me my son was dead. So to have her on right before me and listen to that piece of crap talk about diplomatic crap with freaking Taliban terrorists who just freaking blew up my son and know nothing, to not say anything about, oh my God, I'm so sorry for the family. one, all you Democrats who cheated in the election or who voted for him legitimately, he just killed my son.
So when you hear the national news story and you hear the bulletin that Americans have been attacked and Americans have been killed and soldiers are down and soldiers have been blown up, and you think to yourself, wow, that's terrible. And then you go on texting your friend about your Saturday night out or thinking about your plans for dinner. Just remember that there are families and men and women behind those numbers, those casualties. And it's so easy to forget that. In particular, when you're, you know, keeping score like we keep score. That mother, that Gold Star mother, lost her son because this administration put forth a completely inept plan to get our people out of Afghanistan. Her son was a sitting duck. And now every day when she wakes up and she looks at her dresser and sees the picture of her boy gone forever because Joe Biden wanted a moment on 9/11 to tell everybody that he got the soldiers out of Afghanistan. That is what should be remembered. That soldier should be what is remembered, not the political stunt that this president is trying to portray. My name is Lee Elsie. We'll take a very quick break. We'll come right back. The entire hour will be about Afghanistan. Brigitte Gabriel will join me next. Keep it right here. You're listening to the USA Radio Network.
For Patriot VPN. Patriot VPN is a virtual private network service that uses military-grade encryption to protect your internet connection on all of your devices. With Patriot VPN, your data and internet privacy is secure anywhere in the world. Why do you need Patriot VPN? Cyber criminals, government, even your own internet service provider collect and use your private information without your knowledge. Examples in the news recently, remember all the companies that have been hacked? Cuba censored the internet to kill protests? Here in America, conservative groups are being actively targeted. Your personal information and internet history is being sold by your ISP. It's all happening every day, but not with Patriot VPN. With Patriot VPN, your internet activity and history is protected from prying eyes forever. Patriot VPN is a veteran-owned business right here in the USA. For business or your family, starting at only $6.95 a month, use code WAR and get 3 months free. With an annual subscription, it's all at patriotvpn.com. That's patriotvpn.com. Hi, this is Wade Allyroot. As you may know, I don't often publicly endorse charities, but I am today taking the time to tell you about the Liberty Projects and their wonderful website, vetsandhorses.com. These guys are the real deal. Since they're veterans and ranchers, they know about vets and horses. The Liberty Projects adopts wild Mustangs from the BLM and works with vets to train the horses for service work like Border Patrol and Color Guard. Since they're a team of veterans themselves, they actually care about other veterans. They guide, support, and assist others through the maze of post-military paperwork. The Liberty Project's skilled team walks the path beside you to remind you that you are important because you are. Whether it's to volunteer, partner, or make a tax-deductible contribution, visit these guys at vetsandhorses.com. They assembled a team, a venue, and an organization that helps both vets and horses. What could be more patriotic? There are so many great things about this Liberty Project's organization. I encourage you to check them out at vetsandhorses.com. Hi, Wayne Allyroot here. I don't have to tell you why you need gold. You hear it from me every single day on my show. When I need gold, I go to Michael and Rich Checkin at ASI, Asset Strategies International. Right now, ASI is offering my listeners the new Type 2 1-ounce gold American Eagle at 6% over the gold price while supplies last. They are the definition of honest. 39 years in business, over $5 billion in sales, over 20,000 clients with zero complaints. The biggest question on everyone's mind right now is, when will will gold and silver prices start to explode upwards. Right now, prices are low, but that's to your advantage. They won't be forever. We expanded the money supply by 25%. Commodity prices up. Consumer prices up. Energy prices up. Inflation is here, and it's going to get much worse before it gets better. Call ASI today at 800-831-0007 to claim your American Gold Eagle at 6% over gold. That's 800-831-0007 or assetstrategies.com. Tell them Moore sent you, and you want to keep what's yours.
Raw and unfiltered.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
One of our favorite guests, I'll tell you, national security analyst, New York Times best-selling author and chairman for ActForAmerica.org. Her latest bestseller is Rise. We love it. What a catastrophe over in Afghanistan.
Oh, my goodness. A catastrophe it is. The ramification of this debacle in Afghanistan is literally reshaping world politics. It is reshaping world powers. It's today, if you are a Russian, a Chinese, an Iranian, or a European, what's happening in Afghanistan is not about the Taliban. It's about the fall of America. And it's a very sad day, and it all happened under Biden's watch.
So is it incompetence, pure incompetence, or is there something else afoot here? I mean, I'm wrestling with this conversation all the time. I can't imagine somebody's this stupid to go about the withdrawal in this manner.
Well, somebody is that stupid, unfortunately, because we have botched the operation in Afghanistan for 20 years. And to give you an idea of how stupid, and it goes not only from the top, but also from our generals. When General Austin Scott Miller, who is the commander of the U.S. and NATO troops in Afghanistan, said that he was shocked, I tell you, Lee, he was shocked by how quickly the Afghan National Army had surrendered to the Taliban. Now, I don't know whether he's a 3-star general, 4-star, or a 100-star general, and I don't really care. But a guy who professes to be shocked by how quickly the Afghan National Army has surrendered to the Taliban has no business being being a general at all, let alone commanding the U.S. and NATO troops in Afghanistan. So this is not just Biden making bad decisions. This is our military generals making bad decisions. But this is exactly what happens when you have your military start focusing on gender equality, transgender rights in the military, and the Russifying and teaching critical race theory in the military. When you have the top brass, Millie, be so concerned about white rage. I mean, I never even heard of white rage until I watched his testimony, his hearing in Congress. When that becomes the focus of the military, now you understand why we are losing wars, with or without Biden, because the military brass in this country has not been able to win a war in three quarters of a century. That's the truth. The truth is not pretty. The truth is uncomfortable, but it is the truth. And we need to start holding our generals accountable. Otherwise, we may need to bring some Taliban fighters from Afghanistan to West Point to start teaching our brass how to win wars again.
Brigitte Gabriel, national security analyst. Her latest bestseller is Rise. You can go online, actforamerica.org, learn more about her. I'm not disagreeing with what you're saying about the generals in particular in this case in point, but, you know, has it been more politics for them tying the hands of these military men and women? Because I think the guys and gals on the ground, they don't have the edict to win. They're not told that this is a battle that they can go out and actually succeed in, because you know and I know we could bomb these guys back into the Stone Age. We could obliterate the Taliban. Why don't we do it?
Because, like you said, at the military, at the brass level, it's all politics. It's about what's the next job I'm going to get, with what lobbying firm, how much am I going to make, what's my next career move, what's the next rank I'm going to get. This is why it all becomes politics at the top. Now, our troops on the ground are incredible. We have the most amazing military in the world. Let them do their job. They're not letting them do their job. Right now, unleash the Rangers, unleash the SEALs. To give you an example of how botched this operation is in Afghanistan and why we are losing, they turned over the operation from the Department of Defense to the State Department. So now when you see the British military, for example, going in and saving their own people, they're doing commando operations inside Afghanistan, going in not only saving their British citizens, but also saving the Irish, saving foreign. Even the French are doing the same thing, because the military is in control. But what did our smart people, from senile Biden to anybody of his foreign national security advisors, are doing? They turned over the operation from the Department of Defense, where they actually know how to go in and get people out. They turned it over to the State Department. What does the State Department do? The State Department is about talking, talking, and more talking. They're about diplomacy. They're about, oh, let's schmooze with them and let's have cultural coffee together so we can understand together. That's what the State Department does. What the Department of Defense does is they send in the Rangers, they send in the SEALs, they send in the special ops to go in and do military operations and save our people. But they're not doing it that way. They have the State Department doing the negotiating with the Taliban.
I know Wayne has her on all the time, but I wanted to grab her and just bring her on for a couple of minutes tonight with all the stuff unfolding over in Afghanistan. Brigitte, thank you very much. We'll talk soon. We got to take a break. We'll come right back. You're listening to the USA Radio Network.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Turns out Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The final plane carrying American troops left Afghanistan on Monday, officially marking the end of America's longest war. President Biden on Tuesday addressed the nation about the withdrawal of U.S. forces from a Taliban-controlled Afghanistan.
We will continue to work to help more people leave the country who are at risk. We're far from done.
There are still many Americans, though, left behind, with critics of the withdrawal saying those citizens are stranded. Louisiana Governor John Bel Edwards hopes to get the lights back on in the state as quickly as possible. The governor telling reporters he's not satisfied with comments from utilities, saying it could be 30 days until the lights are back on. Edwards also saying lots of power infrastructure was damaged by Hurricane Ida. This is USA Radio News.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendova.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
Welcome back. You're listening to the USA Radio Network, raw and unfiltered. One of our favorite guests from the Heritage Foundation. Correct me if I'm wrong. Maybe I'm in the dark on this. I don't know. Sounds made up, though. What exactly is ISIS-K? I never heard of it.
To be honest with you, the K stands for Khorasan, which I don't know what that means in Arabic, but the Al-Qaeda had a Khorasan group in Syria for a while. So it has some meaning to Islamic jihadists. So it's an additional branch of ISIS that just happens to be, stationed in Afghanistan. ISIS set up an affiliate there to try and spread their influence, spread their brand, if you will. And the name just happens to be ISIS Khorasan.
Okay.
And shortened to ISIS-K.
So this is just the media trying to sound smart, right?
Yeah, I think prior to the bombing, everybody just called them ISIS in Afghanistan. If you were talking about Afghanistan, talking about the different factions, and one of them was ISIS, we knew they were operating there. But I guess everybody dug a little deeper and figured out that they actually have given themselves an extra branding to delineate them from the rest of ISIS, and so everybody wanted to sound in the know, so they started using it.
Gotcha. Okay. We're chatting with Stephen Bucci from the Heritage Foundation. So our military here in the last 36, 48 hours have done an amazing job thwarting a number of terror attacks, including droning a suicide bomber on his way to yet another gate at the airport. Is this a simple scenario? Chalk one up for the good guys?
I think the military and the intel community were probably saying, hey, we're getting a lot of stuff. This could happen. Everybody was talking about the danger before that, not specifically from those guys, but that somebody would potentially do something to these very vulnerable crowds right around the airport. After it happened, obviously we got a little more focus on who was likely to do it and who had done that first one. So that allows the intel assets to hone in more specifically. And anything that they may have already told people, well, these guys, are thinking about doing this and that. Now everybody's listening. So they're taking action against them. It's a typical thing. This happens all the time in the intel world because they get so many hits on potential things, and everybody weighs them and says, well, okay, got it, but we're not going to act on that one. But now they're acting. So
right.
It's good on them. They're catching them, and they're hitting them back. That's what we should do. One wishes we had maybe acted a little more muscularly earlier, and maybe we'd have, gotten a lot more people out.
Yeah, I can remember even before that first bomb exploded, the media was actually talking over and over again about how there was a credible threat for a bomb. And then the next thing you know, there's a bomb. So the intelligence was right on the money. We just didn't act on it.
Yeah, and that goes up. When that kind of indicator comes in, it goes up the chain of command. The chain of command, tells the people on the ground how much they can alter what they're doing to address it. And sometimes they say, well, yeah, we understand, but it's more important. You just keep pushing on with what you're doing. And most of the time that turns out to be fine. In this case, it didn't turn out to be fine. We got a bunch of people killed because we did not react well enough. And fortunately, post that first bombing, we are now reacting. We're taking more precautions at the gate and down to a gate, I guess. And we're going on the offensive against them. Again, one wishes we had maybe taken those steps a little sooner.
It seems like now we're at that mad rush stage where folks are trying to desperately get out of Afghanistan. And what bothers me, and I don't know if it bothers you, Stephen, but they keep using the terminology, those who want to leave, which seems to set up down the road, well, they didn't want to leave. They didn't come to us. That's why we left them behind. I don't buy anything that this administration says or does. Is that accurate?
You know, we're saving thousands, but there's still going to be thousands in there. Maybe not thousands of Americans. We're hoping we're going to get all the Americans. I'm with you. I get very uncomfortable with that phrase, all those who want to get out. Like after the 31st, suddenly those people, it's going to be their fault that they're still there. You know, when on one hand, they're saying, well, the only way you can get out is to get here to the airport. Oh, but don't come to the airport because it's too dangerous. And, well, you didn't get here in time, so you obviously didn't want to get out badly enough. But I got to tell you, there's a bunch of people there, both internationals and Afghans, who want very badly to get out. And, you know, I just don't think we're going to make it sufficiently. Everyone they get out is a positive, you know, move in that direction. But, you know, there's still way more folks in there who want to get out than we can move.
Being that you have that extensive military background, that there's a video that's circulating. You probably have seen it. It's a Marine sitting in a chair demanding that his superiors hold themselves accountable and talk to that. And I guess he resigns in an emotional video in this. And you've got some dissension in the rank and file. Is this something that you expected? Is this something that you've ever seen before?
You know, every military member has the right, if they think somebody in their chain of command is not doing things, you know, morally or correctly, they can dissent. Unfortunately, now with social media, you have an ability to do it, get a broad audience. But by doing that publicly, that's different than doing it privately. You are actually violating the Uniform Code of Military Justice. You can't publicly chastise your chain of command and get away with it. That's just not the way the military system works. So that officer knew when he made that video and sent it out publicly that basically, even if he hadn't resigned, he was probably going to get, you know, some sort of Uniform Code of Military Justice punishment because it's against the rules. You can't do that. You know, remember MacArthur, you know, saying President Truman was wrong. We should be bombing, you know, communist China. And, you know, he was one of the biggest war heroes in American history, you know, lauded by everybody. And Truman said, sorry, you're fired. And military and or civil military historians will tell you to the man that was the right call. You can't allow that kind of thing to happen. You know, Stan McChrystal, you know, they found out he was saying bad things about the chain of command from, you know, because he was sitting next to a Rolling Stone reporter. And President Obama quite correctly required his resignation, and Stan did. You can't do that. You can't have senior people do it, can't have junior people do it. So while I frankly agree with the lieutenant colonel, by going public like that, it violates the rules. So, yeah, out he goes.
Just to get a quick once-over opinion from you, Stephen Bucci, there's only one person on earth that I would like to be president less than Joe Biden, and that's Kamala Harris. And we are just between a rock and a hard place here.
Yeah, it's, you know, for anybody to say that foreign policy is Joe Biden's strong point really is not reading the history. You know, Secretary of Defense Bob Gates, when he retired after having served in the Obama administration, said, you know, quite pointedly that Joe Biden has been on the wrong side of every major foreign policy decision in the modern period. He's not good at foreign policy. He thinks he is, he's abysmal at. And, you know, we're just getting more and more evidence of it. He's kind of just makes poor decisions based on faulty premises on a pretty regular basis. Is that going to get him fired from being president? I don't know. I suppose it could.
Yeah.
But, you know, as long as his party controls both houses, it's probably not going to happen. So we got to limp through. It's going to be up to the voters here in 2022 to start that process if we want to get rid of him. But unfortunately, I think he's got a lot of bad decisions he can make between now and then.
We're very lucky to get a chance to talk to Stephen Bucci just about every week, and I do appreciate him coming on, not only on my morning show here in Connecticut, but also when we bring him on the national show here at night as well. Stephen, we thank you. Can't thank you enough. Appreciate it. We'll talk to you down the road. All right, I've got to take a quick break. Don't forget, you can find out more about me. All you've got to do is go to my website, leelci.com. That's LEELCI.com. Yes, it's still a work in progress. Yes. I'm slow with getting this thing up and operational, but I'm working on it. And also, you can email me, leelciradio@gmail.com. That's leelciradio@gmail.com. We're going to wrap it up with more conversation about Afghanistan with a major general joining me next. Keep it here. You're listening to the USA Radio Network.
My feet hurt. So when Mike Lindell told me about his new My Slipper, I just had to try it. It's more than a bedroom slipper. It's an indoor-outdoor slipper with a three-tier cushioning system that combines two layers of foam with a patented impact gel to keep you from wanting to ever take them off. I love them. They're comfortable, beautifully finished with leather suede, faux fur linings, and an indoor-outdoor sole. And Mike guarantees this will be the most comfortable slipper you'll ever own, or you'll get your money back. 60-day money back guarantee, 1-year warranty, and you can save 40% when you go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. Mention USA Radio when you get to give them the promo code USA, and they will take good care of you. Save 60% on just about anything on the MyPillow website when you use my promo code USA. MyPillow.com, my slippers.
Awesome and amazing day. Hey, friends, it's John and my beautiful wife, Chelsea Jubilee.
Listen up, everyone. We are doing a buy one, get one free special for the rest of the month. You guys have heard about us, EnergizeHealth.com. And women, this is a perfect opportunity to give your significant other a nice little push to get them off the couch and get them healthy with you.
Oh, my word, baby. Come on, any man is going to say yes. Ladies, come on, and you know you love your husband, and he just needs a little extra nudge to reverse that high blood pressure, reverse diabetes, get rid of that tire around the belly. If you as a woman, you really love your husband, give him a nudge. Say, honey, we're never going to get a value like this. Let's reach out and do this together. It's as simple as logging on to EnergizeHealth.com, EnergizeHealth.com, and tell him that you are a war. Buy one, get one free.
Hi, this is Jay Schrader, Super Bowl 22 champion and former Raiders quarterback. Playing professional football for 11 years, beat my body up pretty bad. I've had so many surgeries on my neck, back, and shoulders and knees, I've just learned to live with constant discomfort. I tried so many products, some worked for a little while, but nothing gave me total relief until one day, a golfing buddy introduced me to Sons of Liberty CBD.com. I used their CBD Muscle Ease, rubbed it on my hands and neck, and wow, what did it do for me? I immediately began using their other products, and I have golfed pain-free for the first time in many years. I've reached out to Sons of Liberty CBD and visited their operation from farm to factory. Folks, this team walks the walk. Their motto is, for vets, by vets. I shared the product with my friend Wayne Allen Root, and now he's a fan of SonsOfLibertyCBD.com. Wayne's fans will receive a 15% discount using code WAR15 at checkout. I told all my NFL buddies about SonsOfLibertyCBD.com, and now I'm telling you, go to SonsOfLibertyCBD.com. When it works for you, like it did for me, we both win.
Raw and unfiltered.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with Youngevity. Teamgaday.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
You can speak with a capitalist, evangelist, and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
Welcome back. You're listening to the USA Radio Network, raw and unfiltered. My name is Lee Elsie, and Wayne Allen Root will be here right after the top of the hour. We have spent the entire hour up to this point talking about Afghanistan, so why stop now? I got to be honest, as I said earlier on, I don't think I've ever been this embarrassed to call myself an American. What has happened here in the last 30 days is abysmal, atrocious, terrible, downright debilitating. It's un-American, let's put it that way. But joining us right now is a real true blue American hero. Former Major General Jeffrey Schlosser is joining me. He commanded the General 101st Airborne Division and Regional Command East in Afghanistan, and he's got a brand new book out called Marathon War. And now that we're officially out of Afghanistan, I got to ask you the question. In the history of your military expertise, could you have concocted a plan for withdrawal slash retreat that was any worse than this plan?
Well, you know, I think it brings me back to, you know, my dad did three tours in Vietnam, and as a kid I was watching on the TV in 1975 the withdrawal to Saigon, and it brings back the horror of that same situation, although this actually has more promise of really bad things for America over the next couple of years. You know, I mean, Saigon and North Vietnam was not an existential threat to the United States. I'm not really sure Al-Qaeda is, but by this withdrawal, the way it's occurring and the way it's being, you know, just from the start, from the strategy all the way through the actual tactics of it, it's going to make America weaker.
Wouldn't it have been easier for us just to leave the 2,500 troops there, keep that air base? We're right down the road from China. We're right in the backyard of Pakistan. We hadn't lost anyone until recently, military-wise, since 2020. It didn't make a lot of sense for us to do the complete withdrawal. I know everybody likes the sound of that, let's get out of Afghanistan, but when you look at it from 30,000 feet, that may not have been the right way to go, right?
Yeah, I totally agree. I mean, I personally believe that those advisors there, they weren't engaged in combat, but they were the backbone for engaged in combat. That air base with just a squadron of air power that, you know, every time you needed to go squash the Taliban, you could. And then some contractors. I think this was, you know, that was actually very good for America, allowed us to continue to keep the Taliban basically in a stalemate and Al-Qaeda out of the country. So that's personally what you just described is what I would have recommended to the, the president.
No, so now moving forward from here, we've got people listening right now probably who have kids who are in 7th, 8th grade. And I've had on military folks here in the past week who are confident that their kids are going to have to put those night goggles back on and go back into Afghanistan after someone launches an attack on us, whether it be 5 years from now, 10 years from now. So, you got kids going to middle school right now. Get ready, because you may be going back.
Yeah, no, I think it's a fair assessment. Unfortunately, it is. I wrote in my book, Marathon War, we can forget about Afghanistan, but Afghanistan won't forget about us. And it was basically not predicting, but talking about this potential, withdrawing like this without any ability then to control what's happening in the country. As you said, it's not just, let me just say, it's not just Al-Qaeda. As you indicated, that to the west is Iran, a friend of America. To the north are the former Soviet stands, Tajikistan, all the way to Uzbekistan. Russia still wants to get inside and play a strong role there, but they're going to be interested in what happens in Afghanistan, obviously. China's on the border. A nuclear armed Pakistan is on the other border. And to the south is the free flow of oil, or maybe not, from the Straits of Hormuz. I can't think of a more strategic location. And then you have Al-Qaeda and you have Islamic State, both who hate America, and now they're going to have a safe haven to plan and execute.
Yeah, I can foresee this happening. I hate to say it, but there's going to be Americans left behind. They're going to show up on a YouTube video with a knife at their throat demanding, 5, 10, 20, $50 billion from Joe Biden. What does he do then?
I really don't know. We're going to see something like that happen earlier because the Taliban are basically broke. We have $9 billion frozen in their assets. You're going to come see them trying to negotiate. I hope we do a stronger hand than what we just demonstrated as they try to get that money back. But right. If they can't, you're going to see all kinds of things happen. They're already going to they're already dependent on drug money. Largest exporter of opium in the world. We'll see how this all ends up, but I hope it doesn't end up in hostage taking like you just described.
Now, your book Marathon War. When people pick it up, what can they expect to read from that? What do they get?
Yeah, deeply personal account of what war does to one soldier and his family, and then by extension to all of our soldiers and sailors, Marines, and Airmen. And at the same time, they can get deep insight into how President Bush thought about this, President Obama, and then President Karzai and others. It's a deeply personal account. Well, let me just tell you about that.
All right, Major Jeffrey Schlosser joining us today. I appreciate it, sir. Go back and have some fun. And where can they get the book real quick? Amazon, those good places?
Amazon.com, .com, yep. Sure, BarnesandNoble.com, Simon & Schuster. All the, it's always better to get it online. You can get a better deal.
And you got a Facebook page, I assume, to this, too? I saw that.
I do.
Yeah.
I've got a Facebook and JeffSchlosser.com. Got my own website.
No.
I got a weekly blog.
Thank you, sir. I can't thank you enough. I appreciate it. All right, another show in the books. I got to run. Wayne Allen Root is here, and he is next. Keep it right here on the USA Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
In your choice plans,